Hi, my name is Teddy, and you're listening to Kids Bible in a Year with Teddy. I'm using the Ascension Press Great Adventure Kids Catholic Bible Chronicles. The use of the Catholic Bible Chronicles has been granted by Ascension. You can find it online at their website, ascensionpress.com. This podcast is a production of Kids Bible in a Year with Teddy, and is not reviewed or endorsed by Ascension. We'll begin with an opening prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for giving me baptism so I will know Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, we will read the first part of Jacob Wrestles with God. Jacob Wrestles with God. Jacob held his family's birthright. He had his their special blessing, but he'd gained all of that through tricky and lying. And so here he was, far from the tents of his home. There is the lands northwest of Canaan. He saw a well surrounded by sheep. He asked the shepherds where they were from Haran. They answered, "Haran, the place from which God had called his grandfather Abraham so many years before, the place where his mother Rebekah had come from." Jacob, in a way, had arrived at another home. Family was nearby, too. The shepherds pointed out a beautiful young woman whose name was Rachel, and she was even a cousin of his. Her father was Laban, Rebekah's brother. Jacob fell in love with Rachel and agreed to work for father for 7 years in exchange for her hand. At the end of those 7 years, what seemed like just a few days to Jacob because he loved Rachel so much, it was time for a wedding. In those times, weddings were feasts celebrated over many days. But the women were usually dressed under so many layers and veils, so you could not even see their faces during the celebration. And so it was with Jacob's wedding. The day after the celebration, Jacob discovered it was his turn to be tricked, for Laban had not given him Rachel, whom he loved, but her older sister, Leah, engaged. Jacob asked Laban. He had played this trick on him. Laban just told him that in their country, it was the custom to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older one. But Laban added, if Jacob wouldn't work for 7 more years, since in this culture, men often were married to more than one woman at a time, well then, he could have Rachel for a wife too. So Jacob did. Over the years, Rachel and Leah had many children. The oldest of Leah and Jacob's sons were Reuben. The youngest were Joseph and then Benjamin. Jacob had 12 sons in all, and over time, he worked hard, prospered, and grew very rich. He became so wealthy that Laban and his sons became jealous. Once again, Jacob felt his life in danger, and it was time to leave. Perhaps now, since so much time had passed, Esau might have forgiven him. Could Jacob take his huge family, his many flocks of sheep and goats, his camels and other riches, and return to Canaan? And so they set out on the long journey. As they neared the land of Canaan, Jacob sent a message to his brother, telling him that he was coming. Messengers returned with the news that Esau would certainly come out and meet him. with 400 men with him. This news made Jacob fearful. This sounded like an army. Was Esau coming to fight him? This is quite exciting. Have you ever needed to sell someone something who lived far away? My aunt lives in California, but used to live right down the road from me in Michigan. To reach her, I use my mom's phone to call her or to FaceTime her. This makes it so easy to be able to talk to her whenever I want. However, back during the time when Jacob lived, the only way to tell someone who lived far away was to send a note or send a messenger. But back then, a lot of people didn't know how to read or write. The messenger was the best way to get a message to someone. We are so blessed to live in a time where if we need to talk to someone, tell them something important, we can pick up the phone and call, write an email, or send a text message. This makes spreading the word of God so much easier. We should all use the technology we have been blessed with to spread the word of God. Next time, we will begin reading the second part of Jacob Wrestles with God. Thanks for listening and praying with me today in Kids Bible and Eater with Teddy podcast. Make sure you smash that subscribe button so you can join me next time.